Welcome to English for You 2 Weekly Listening Practice. Home Improvements.
What are your short-term projects for around the house? Our roof is in bad shape. The beams are rotten, the shingles are cracked, and the roof is leaking in many places. We have to lay out buckets to catch the rainwater, so we need to have the roof replaced. I would like to build an addition onto the house. If we had another floor, it would be easier for all of us to fit comfortably. Unfortunately, I had to sell my old apartment and take out a loan in order to pay for this house, so it will be a while before I can afford an addition. I would like to finish off my attic and turn it into an apartment, but in order to do this, I will need to raise the roof. I would like to build a garage, either wood or brick, depending on whichever fits into the budget. I need to put in a new, higher fence around my yard. The existing fence is in bad shape and we'll have to replace it anyway. So I figured we might as well put in a higher fence to keep the nosy neighbors from checking on us. I have to replace the doors and windows because there's a big draft in the house. We have wooden ones, but we need to get doors and windows with plastic frames because they insulate better. I need to have the electric wires, switches, and faucets replaced because they are old and worn out. In addition, the faucets leak, which makes doing the dishes and taking a bath difficult and messy. I need to increase the voltage in my house because when I turn on the oven and the dishwasher at the same time, the fuse blows out. The fact that the panel in my house still uses fuses should give you an indication of how old it is. I would like to have central heating installed because at the moment I have gas heaters, but they don't heat efficiently. It is only warm around the heater, but a few steps away from it, it's so cold you freeze. In addition, if you turn up the temperature, the meter starts moving really fast, which can cost you a fortune. I'm going to have a fireplace built because there is no other way to heat your house more efficiently. In winter, it's enough to wear a t-shirt inside because it's so warm no matter how cold it is outside. I want to have underfloor heating because it is important that you get warm from underneath. I also hate stepping onto a cold floor in the morning or after a shower. I need to have the house repainted, both inside and outside, since their color is fading. One of my bedrooms has mold on the ceiling, so I have to have it repainted. It has a strange smell that's noxious if you breathe. There is no insulation around the house, and this is why it feels so cold inside during winter. We cannot really heat up the rooms, so it would be worth doing it to keep the chill away. We need to replace the floor tiles in the living room and the wall tiles in the bathroom. We had them installed when we moved into our house over 10 years ago. They now look shabby and are worn out, and some of them are even broken. I am planning to put in bigger floor tiles this time because it will make the room seem larger than it really is. I want to have the whole lighting plan change in my house. The lights are all dull, which makes reading difficult on my eyes. It would be nice to have spotlights in the kitchen and the living room, but I am not sure that my wife will go for that. We currently don't have any blinds on our windows, but we need to get them badly. In winter, they help keep the cold out of the house. It can get really cold where we live, and the blinds add a little more insulation. If installed properly, it can actually mean a few degrees difference in temperature. It's also worth having them in the summertime because they provide some protection from the sun and the house doesn't get quite as hot. In fact, I would like to have a nice big retractable canopy installed over my terrace so we get to enjoy the nice weather without worrying about either sunburn or the occasional rainstorm. I need to have all the locks changed in my house. The lock on the front door is loose and looks like it is about to fall off. I also need to replace the door handles in many of the rooms because the originals are of cheap quality. A few of them, have already broken off. I need to build a shed. I have a garage, but it's full of junk, and there's hardly any room for my tools and riding lawnmower. I can't even remember the last time I was able to park my car in there. It's so crowded with stuff. My yard is in desperate need of a complete makeover. I have been working so much lately that I haven't had time to keep up with all the maintenance. To make matters worse, the boy who used to help me out cutting the grass has moved off to college. I need to hire a good landscaper who will fill my front and back yards with all sorts of nice plants to cut down on the size of my lawn. Plants are easy to care for, and my neighbors will stop giving me dirty looks.